we weren't sure who we were communicating with, because she had went through three Brexit secretaries. We were never sure who was in charge at any point in time, and we were never sure what would be able to be carried in cabinet as well, because of the strong divisions within cabinet. So it was chaos for 2 years nearly. The argument we put forward is that we've got to get a compromise. Not everyone will get everything out of this negotiation. We've all got to recognise that there's give and take in any negotiation. So we came down to what we thought was a compromise that's acceptable. Permanent customs union, strong relationship with the single market, and then protection of the environment, consumer and employment rights. And we thought that's the core of a deal that could be had. And that would convince both leavers that we're abiding by the decision to leave on the basis of the referendum, but it would convince Remainers as well that actually, although it's not membership of the European Union, it does get us many of the benefits that we had, but overcome some of the disbenefits as well. The government should have done this 2 years ago, not leave it to the last minute. But there's been a deliberate policy of running down the clock, trying to force us into either May's deal or no deal. The key issue now is to campaign now for the end of austerity. We can't go on like this. The Conservatives have been inflicted in an area like this pretty harsh austerity for 9 years. It's impacted on schools, local health service. It's impacted upon local skills training for the skills that we need for the future. But also, the number of police that have been taken off the streets means that people are feeling insecure, and understandably with the rise in stabbings that have taken place across the country. So the issue for us, for Labour councillors, and for when Labour goes into power as well, we've got to end austerity and start investing back in the community.